The $50,000 is 6 years' worth of sales tax exemptions the Hospitality Inn granted to tribal officials when they stayed there. The tribe says it's a sovereign government, and therefore its officials qualify for the tax exemption when they're doing tribal business. But now the State Department of Revenue says that's not the case, and the back taxes must be paid. Diane Hart is a spokesperson for the DOR.
The sales tax statutes here in Wisconsin, the exemption is very, very specific, and that is specifically to cities, towns, villages, or other units of government within the state. So it does not in any way refer to any kind of tribal government.
Hart says the only sales tax exemptions available for tribes are for transactions on the reservation, but Pottawatomie Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford sees it differently.
Their interpretation of the law on this particular issue seems to be incredibly narrow, so as to maximize their tax receipts.
Crawford says tribes have been trying for years to convince the state to negotiate a comprehensive agreement covering all tax issues. He says this dispute is just another example of the need for one.
Instead of suing us or we suing you or bringing innocent third parties in here, let's sit down and talk it out and see if we can come up with an agreement. Because in some respects we are in a little bit of a no man's land here, and we would rather have an agreement on how we consistently apply the tax laws.
No such agreement appears likely in the near future. In the meantime, Crawford says the tribe plans to reimburse the Milwaukee Hotel for at least some of the back taxes the state says it owes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.